Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
So, you know, a lot of questions about the president's communication strategy, some of them emanating from the White House itself, this notion that he may be shaking up the communications team in order to convey his message differently, coming back from that foreign trip. So here to discuss that topic this morning is Beverly Halberg. She's a fellow at the Heritage Foundation and knows a tremendous amount about communications. Beverly, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. So, you know, how would you just kind of, let's get your baseline. What's your quick assessment of the Trump administration's communication strategy thus far in his presidency?
Well, if I can start, I wanted to know what the spelling bee of Comfifi is going to be, a word that they're going to have to spell in the future.
Oh,
I'd be curious if that's going to be added to the list in the future. But looking at the communication strategy so far, I think there's a reason why people are wondering if there's going to be a shakeup. Even Donald Trump has mentioned that. You have had some resignations, one from the communications director. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that his team doesn't seem to be on the same message. There's a lot we could say about Donald Trump's tweeting. I have a lot of thoughts on that. But I think it's about a lack of consistency of what is said from Press Secretary Sean Spicer, what is said from his secretaries, and then what is said from Trump himself from Twitter. They just don't seem to be on the same page, and that's the major problem that they have.
The criticism that I've heard from Trump supporters, not the people who just hate Trump and don't care and just like think everything he does is bad. But the criticism I've heard from Trump supporters is, I want the White House to focus on what's good for the American people. Don't get drawn into these DC fights, to this nonsense with the media. Like, just focus on everything you do in your messaging should be targeted towards what does the average American need.
And I would say his speech yesterday when it came to the Paris Protocol is exactly what his supporters are looking for. When he said, I'm here to represent Pittsburgh, not Paris, I think that's very effective with his base. Now, a side note on that, apparently the Pittsburgh mayor made it known that Pittsburgh went for Hillary Clinton in the last election. But we understand the point. He's there for the American worker, and his whole speech was about the economy and jobs. So that type of statement, I think, speaks very well. Where people get frustrated, while I think his base at times does like it when he takes it to mainstream media and calling them out, I do think that there are some side issues that get dwelt on in Twitter. So one example I like to give is when Meryl Streep made a speech about Donald Trump when she won an award, it was fine for him to tweet about where he disagreed with her on policy, but when he attacked her acting skills, when she's objectively a good actress, that's where it just goes a little bit too far. So some of the personal attacks, some of the more petty areas, stick with the policy, stick with what you're going to do to make America great. And that's not only going to keep your supporters, I actually think some people in the persuadable middle may be won over to the side.
I don't know. The most I think I've ever seen Meryl Streep is receiving awards rather than in movies for some reason. But that's just
me. She's a good actress. I'll give that to her, even though I disagree with her politics.
Besides being a Heritage Fellow, you are also the president and founder of the District Media Group. And you conduct media training for members of Congress and CEOs and politicos and other people. And this is one of my big bugaboos with the Republicans. They don't know how to control the message. And what you just said about his response to Meryl Streep, it made me crazy because you are 100% right. Why are the Democrats so good at controlling the message and the Republicans so awful at it? And Donald Trump is guilty of this too.
I think it's a combination. Number one, when I'm working with especially conservatives, they love to get into the nitty-gritty detail of policy issues. But sadly, not only is there not enough time in media, but most people don't care until they know how it affects them. So it's that famous quote by Theodore Roosevelt, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So something that liberals are really, really good at is connecting an emotional appeal to people, whether or not it's factual. So one of those things is thinking through the conservative argument, how does tax reform benefit an individual? How does our policies on environment benefit the average person? If we can connect it there, and you said something very important, controlling the interview, controlling the narrative, it is about being able to acknowledge a question that you're asked, but pivoting to the bigger picture. And you both are radio hosts. I'm sure you're happy when somebody answers a question that takes it to another part of an argument. That's not seen as something strange to you. It's you have experts on. You're happy to hear what they have to say. So with conservatives, I try to get them to go beyond the question that's asked and get to the larger picture and try to apply that to people.
Yeah, answer the question you want to answer. Get the message out there. But here's the thing. This is not a one-to-one the way Democrats and Republicans have to handle messaging. Democrats have the best downhill route towards their messaging ever. The press agrees with them. Everything they say in front of a journalist is often just regurgitated and nodded to in bovine agreement. Whereas a Republican sits in front of an interviewer and often has to have a fight with a Democratic operative, essentially. There's very little equivalency between the task that's before a Democrat and a Republican when they have a messaging battle.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll even say from personal experience, when the health care bill was being discussed, I went on CNN and it was 3-1. I was the one. And my first question out of the gate was, how can you support anything that's only voted on by all white men? That was my first question out of the gate when I was there to talk about healthcare policy. So I see this day in and day out. It's a hard thing if you're a conservative and you're trying to talk against the liberal media. But one of the things that I think is important too is to consider is that liberals also have an easier message to talk about in many respects, meaning it's pretty easy to talk about wanting to give. Like, we want to give, we want to help with welfare, we want to do all these things. And I would say conservatives want to help people too, but it's a lot harder to talk about personal responsibility and helping people find a job versus just getting a paycheck. There are a lot of things that I think in the long term benefit people and make them feel more valued and worthy as a person, yet those are harder long-term really benchmarks that you're trying to find. So it's also the message itself that can be pretty tricky.
No question. When you have to convey a complicated message, it takes sometimes being more than simple in the way you're communicating. Beverly Halberg, thank you very much for joining us on this.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 daily double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.